This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A San Luis Valley grand jury has indicted a sitting sheriff, his undersheriff, and several deputies, including the sheriff's son, on numerous felonies and misdemeanors. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Costilla County is one of the most rugged and rural stretches on the southern border, and now the residents there barely have a functioning law enforcement agency. The sheriff and some of his employees are charged with abuse of a corpse, second-degree assault, official misconduct, and failure to intervene after two incidents. One of those involved the sheriff mishandling human remains and putting a skull in a paper grocery bag. Another was the undersheriff and a couple of deputies tasing a Costilla County man suffering from a mental health crisis. A county administrator and the commissioners were waiting to see if the sheriff was going to resign or stay on the job. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Thousands gathered at various locations across the state on Saturday for the third No Kings national protest against the Trump administration. Annie Down Gable said she came to speak for the future of her grandchildren.
It shows that there really are a lot of us out here that oppose the administration. And it also, I think, keeps people's hope alive. You realize, you know, you're not alone, and I think there's power in that.
Voters cited numerous issues, among them the war in Iran, prices of goods, and the rights of transgender people. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.